Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the heads of our digital department, Tommy Izzo, does all those cool, what the hell is it? It's like the cartoon stuff. He's did a lot for Boomer and Geo and has done a bunch of our videos, and he's just a great dude. He and his wife just had their second child. So congratulations.
Baby number two.
Mila Rose Izzo, born at 4:08 p.m. Wow. And I believe a Staten Island girl.
That's
so
right.
So there you go.
That's right.
Staten Island's got another one.
Congratulations to Tom Izzo.
Yes, his daughter's initials are MRI. So let's hope she never needs one.
There you go.
Hopefully mommy's doing well there. Do you think he takes paternity leave or no?
I mean, has he been working recently?
He's been working from home. But,
I'm just
kidding.
No.
These days, you're allowed to take paternity leave as well.
I think he'll take a little bit of time to spend with his daughters.
Guess that would explain why there's been a lack of, videos and stuff.
Oh, yes.
And he doesn't answer the phone when I call.
Well, the last few days, you can cut him some slack now.
And the store's not ready.
That's on Izzo's fault.
And he's not doing the digital stuff that we had. No, I'm teasing. It's all good. A great guy and very happy for his family.
Congratulations to, and this has not arrived yet, but I heard that Ryan Rucco, voice of the Yankees.
Why do we care about that?
You don't love Ryan Rucco? He's a popular voice in New York sports.
And what are we going to say about him?
Him and his wife are expecting a daughter come this summer, so congrats to him. No, I think it's worthy of a congratulations.
Not yet. Not until they have the baby.
Absolutely. It's exciting. When you find out you're having your first kid, you share that news with the world, which he did.
That's an
exciting congratulations.
At this stage,
moment.
All he did was have sex with his wife.
Yes.
Like, congratulate on getting laid.
And successfully, there's a baby coming.
Well, let's hope it's his.
So, Ryan, I'm offering you congratulations. Craig is not. I just want to make that clear. Congratulations, Ryan.
Well, that's his first?
That's his first.
There you go. Well, hopefully it all goes well. That's the most important thing. But at this point, all he's essentially done is have sex. Right?
He's done a few things. Like, yes, that, but also it happened. You've kept the secret for a while, and now you get the exciting news.
Yeah, but what, did he share it publicly?
Yes.
That's weird to me.
Why is that weird?
You know.
Why is that weird? He shouldn't say anything?
Well, when you have the baby, like, you announce, that's why these new dads drive me crazy.
Why?
You know, these gender reveal parties.
Well, that's different. I didn't have a gender reveal party, but
you
I didn't say. No, I wouldn't have.
You know, and announcing that your wife is pregnant,
So
tell
me
when you have the baby.
Is that how you did it?
Because I have to follow along with the pregnancy now?
Like, come on. Wait a second. So if...
I'm sorry. Just my own little bugaboo.
Craig, let me ask you a question.
No one's business that you're pregnant. Who cares?
I get my wife pregnant.
That's the problem with social media. You think everybody cares about what you're up to.
If I get my wife pregnant, should I not tell you until the baby comes out?
If you tell me privately, because we're partners, hey, guess what? We're expecting, of course,
and
you tell me
that. And never mention it on the air.
Never mention
it on the air.
It's a big
secret until one day I say, hey, by the way, got a baby.
I think you got to discuss that with your wife first.
Completely disagree with
that. That's up to you and your wife.
Well, no, but if you make it public, I don't think that's anything weird. Gender reveal parties are a completely different story, different situation. But saying that, yes, me and my wife are expecting a child, that's normal.
But why did you have to put that on Twitter?
Well, I don't think it was on Twitter. It was during the Nets broadcast I saw.
Ugh. Are you that self-absorbed?
That makes it worse.
Hey, in the middle of a net game, just want to let you know my wife's expecting.
Well, I don't think he announced it that way. I saw it as a picture during the Nets, whatever they call it. They got a segment.
Know. Maybe I'm old school like that. I don't know. Like, to me,
old school. What is
like,
that? Even
why
mean?
Do you go on Twitter? Like, why do random people have to know that your wife's pregnant? Tell your friends, tell your family, whatever.
When you...
Like, oh, here's Kevin Durant. Oh, he doesn't play. Kyrie driving to the lane. A scoop and a score. The Nets are up 8. And by the way, I knocked my wife up. We're expecting in July. Here's Kyrie with the steal. That's right. She's 6 months pregnant. I mean, what?
So you never told your audience, your very big audience, with any of the kids that you had, that your wife was pregnant?
That's right, sir.
So no one found out until baby was born?
That's right, sir.
Really?
That's right.
I'm going to look into that.
Look into it.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Okay, well, I'm lying to you.
Well, I'm not, lying is a strong word. I'm not believing the story you're telling me right now. That's how I will say
it. Well, listen, you also didn't believe that I was offered the job to be Joey Styles. I got proven to be true.
I never didn't believe
And I got further proved by this other wrestling guy who does a YouTube thing. He read the unauthorized bio of the ECW.
Who's that?
And it says on page 37.
Really?
Yeah. That's right.
Where'd that happen?
Happened on YouTube today.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I never didn't believe you.
That's all right.
That's not fair. Don't throw accusations. I didn't believe you on a certain thing. I just don't believe you now. That's different. That's something completely different. I just caught you in the whole Kevin Costner thing and the Adam Sandler thing.
You're not
lying, you're just wrong. There's a big difference.
The more I think about Kevin Costner, I hate him, but I like some of his movies, yes.
Right.
That's accurate. And I can't deny it.
Okay, so that, not a lie, just coming around to it. Same thing with Adam Sandler always having super, super attractive girlfriends that are clearly above his level.
Not always, but more frequent than I remember. Okay. Including Uncut Gems. When there's a total smoke show in that movie. What's her name again now, Tommy?
Well, he's got two. He's got a wife and someone he's...
Yeah, he's married to Idina Menzel and then his side girlfriend, Julia Fox.
Julia Fox.
Yeah.
That can't be her given name.
That's what you come up with.
Julia Fox. You think that's her born name?
I have no idea.
Like, you think Megan Fox was born Megan Fox?
Let's find out.
I don't know. I got to look it up now.
Julia Fox. Yeah. Julia Fox was married to Peter Artemyev. That's got to be a hockey player, right?
Sounds like a hockey player.
Yeah, probably a hockey player. In any event, here's Artie in Brooklyn on the fan. Artie, what's on your mind?
What's going on there, boys?
What's up, Cookie?
I'm sitting there talking about like batting practice and everything like that. And I got a story I love to share. Like, I love hearing it and I love sharing it with you.
Yeah.
So I went to this Mets fantasy camp thing years ago.
Yeah.
All right. And I am the when I did the batting. Clint Earl said I had a California swing. I said, Clint, what's that? He goes, 3 hours too late. I'm like, what the heck is that? He goes, Artie, you're always hitting the ball to the right side. So now we're playing. We're spending all this crazy money, right? Evan, do you remember a relief pitcher named Doug Simon?
Yes, Doug Simon, absolutely. Okay. Early 90s.
So Doug Simon. Was in the major leagues, was the 21st pitcher that existed. He's
right.
Terrible. Yes. So he comes to this fantasy camp, and he got his thrills on throwing 80 miles an hour, striking me out 4 times on 12 pitches. I'm like, grand, buddy. Let me hit the blooping ball. And he goes, get a little better.
Nice.
My pitching story. I'll make it real quick. So I'm a receiver guy. I said, listen, I can play any position. He goes, Art, you spent all the money. Play anywhere you want. Try out. Ron Hodges comes out. I throw a ball. My heart is beating so fast. He catches for me. Throw it right down the middle. He goes, Art, that's pretty good. Throw your fastball. I go, that was my fastball. Come on, I'll give it to a little harder than that. I wind up. I growl. Ah! Right down the middle. He puts the arm around me. He goes, Art, you grunt like Nolan Ryan. But you throw like a kitty cat, and he didn't use the word kitty cat.
I can imagine.
Second base. All right, guys, I love you.
All right, good. Be good, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. That's great. Did you ever go to one of those Met fantasy camps?
You have to be 35 and over.
Oh, is that right?
That's when I looked into it. I'm only 37. I haven't had a long opportunity to do it.
You will go one day.
I will. I definitely find it interesting.
There's no doubt about
that. Forget that. I think if we have success doing this show, which I hope that continues, I think you and I, both of us, should go down and do it.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then
down
do shows,
with that.
And then do shows.
I'd be happy to do that. You can count me in on that one.
I mean, don't you think that'd be an experience?
I think it'd be great.
In the morning, we play baseball.
Yes.
And then right at 2 o'clock, we go do our show.
I would do the show from the field in the complex.
Correct.
And the other fantasy campers are there, and the old players are there, and we're having a good old time.
You like that idea?
Shooting the ball.
You like that?
Carton and Roberts, live from fantasy camp.
Bang.
Not that kind of fantasy. The other one.
All right.
Yeah.
Done.
I would do that.
I think that's a good idea.
I can't play shortstop in that league, though.
No.
Because
that's real
I dislocated my shoulder. I can't make the throw.
Oh, that's right. See, instead of the softball, which is cute and fun, that's when we play baseball.
I got to play second base, I think.
All right. I'm still your first baseman. I got you. I'll scoop those balls out.
I'm boxing tonight, so let me see how the shoulder is after I box tonight, and I'll tell you where I am in my rehab. Yeah. I got 3 fights tonight, 3 rounds each, so I'm going 9 rounds tonight.
You know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
Sometime in the next few weeks, months, as it starts to get warmer, C-Mac puts the equipment on catches. Loogie puts the equipment on as an umpire. I pitch, you hit, mano y mano.
That's not going to go well for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just don't throw fast enough.
That's fine. Whatever, however it goes,
it's not even that I hit well.
Craig,
you don't throw fast enough.
However it goes, it goes. I think it'd be fun. That's all I'm saying. I didn't guarantee
start a jotting down all these ideas.
Yeah.
And as the weather and COVID allows, we'll start knocking them out.
I think that'll be fun. I didn't tell you I'm going to strike out on 3 pitches. If I was facing JJ or Boomer, maybe. I don't know about you.
Are you going to throw from 60 feet, 6 inches?
60 feet, 6 inches.
Okay.
Real mound. Loogie's the ump. C-Max the catcher.
So we'll do it at MCU Park in Brooklyn. Done.
Mono e mono.
Or you want to go to Staten Island Stadium. Wherever you tell me what borough you want to be in. You want to do it at Yankee Stadium? No problem.
No. So here's the difference.
You don't want to do the Yankee Stadium?
No, yes.
Okay.
The difference between you
Yankee
and I.
Yankee Stadium would be too much for you?
I didn't say anything.
Too overwhelming, maybe?
I'm welcome.
Maybe City Field's more your style.
My thought when I thought about where we're doing this, I'm kidding you not, was like a high school field down the block. I wasn't thinking Yankee Stadium, City Field, MCU Park. But that's part of what makes you great. You have bigger thoughts than I do. I have simple thoughts.
Are we going to go to a high school field in White Plains?
I was going to go down the street and say, let's do it.
Yeah, no disrespect to White Plains High School. No. We're going to a major league ballpark.
Done. That's fine.
I mean, while you're at it, why don't you bring 20 more of your friends? We can play a game.
So now you're playing fan baseball. You're playing Twitter baseball. That's what
I really don't want to do that. I'll do it once because I know if you set it up, but I don't want to do it.
No, I don't even want to play a game. I want mano y mano.
Softball's so much more fun. I love softball.
Listen, God bless you, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue. Just God bless you. Old, washed up.
I got kicked out of my first prison softball game.
You did? For what? Did you argue?
No. And it was a very tense moment because I had not been there very long. And it was the only time I was like, all right, maybe look over my shoulder. Yeah.
Well, you got to explain now.
So one of the rules of prison softball, at least where I was, is that you're not allowed to fake a tag. Because you don't want a guy sliding if he doesn't have to slide.
You can't do the deke?
No.
All right.
So big dude, like 270, 6'4". It's coming around second. I jump. I'm at third base. I jump and fake a sweep tag. Unbeknownst to me, before I arrived at prison, there was a very similar situation. A guy faked the tag. A dude slid and, like, jacked his knee up. And it became like, what are you doing, dude? Like, that guy got hurt because you're an a-hole.
Right.
But I didn't know that. I was competitive. I want to win.
Sure.
So I jump, I fake the sweep tag. Thank God the guy didn't buy it. And he rounds third and he scores, but his teammates are livid. It was mostly Spanish-speaking guys. It's the day that I learned the term basura. Basura means trash.
Yes.
I'm now being heckled basura, and other words I can't say in any language. But I don't know what I've done wrong. So there's a meeting of the umpires, fellow inmates, out of the game. I get kicked out of the game. I got to leave the field area. As I'm leaving the field area, I'm being catcalled. And I felt very uncomfortable. Yeah. Game I ever played, and I got kicked out of.
I got a few questions. So when were you told why?
Oh, they told me why.
Okay.
I didn't know what it had transpired prior to my arrival.
Right.
So I didn't realize that rule had literally, like 3 days earlier, that rule just became a rule.
Gotcha.
I didn't know. No one told me.
Did you get a chance to apologize to the other team?
Yes, I did.
How'd that go?
Well, it went. It went. Yes. They recognized that I was not trying to hurt anyone right. and that I was the new guy. But there have been dudes there a long time. They don't want to hear about it.
Right.
Know the rules. Don't play unless you know the rules. Very intimidating. That was a tough moment for me.
I can imagine. Jeez.
Because I am in prison.
Can you imagine?
I'm like, are guys coming to get me?
Sure.
Because I faked the sweep tag.
What if the guy bought the sweep tag?
Yeah,
that's
thank God he
didn't. That's bigger problems.
One of the great blessings in my life is that that guy, who I later became friendly with, it's from the Bronx. That guy did not buy the fake. Thank the Lord.
Wow.
I truly believe in a higher power. Partially because he did not buy the sweep tag. Because if he went down and got hurt,
Maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't sell the sweep tag good enough. Maybe that was the problem.
I thought I did.
Well, apparently not.
I didn't. Thank God on that. Here's Big Lou in Middletown. Lou, what's going on today, buddy?
Thanks, guys, for taking the call.
Sure.
So, I'm not sure if you're aware of the MAC conference has decided that no parents or fans are going to be allowed to view any outdoor sports, baseball, softball, or soccer.
Any outdoor sports?
Yes.
And what's the rationalization behind that?
I sent an email to the MAC commissioner. He said the member schools have voted not to allow this, right? And so I need your help because I have a petition, and maybe you can retweet it, obviously, or send it around if I tweet it at you. It started about a week ago, about 1,000 parents that have signed up.
Yep.
And it's just ludicrous that you can't go outdoor to see a game. We could do indoor dining at 34%, but I can't go watch my granddaughter's soccer game?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know what's even crazier than that? Here in the five boroughs, what accounts for New York City, they have still not allowed any schools to bring sports back at all. Forget about, being able to watch.
Right.
There are no sports in public or private schools in the five boroughs. Not allowed to play. Which to me makes no sense because Nassau County they're playing, Suffolk County they're playing, New Jersey they're playing, Westchester they're playing. You are not allowed to play team sports for the current sports season, which would be hockey, basketball, wrestling, maybe some track starts right about now. They're not allowed to play it also. Forget about watching it. The kids can't even play.
Crazy.
Which makes no sense because if every other community can play, why are the five boroughs being deprived the opportunity for kids to play competitive sports?
Yeah. Why am I allowed to go have dinner with my wife inside and not watch my granddaughter play?
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Right. You're 100% right. There's a major contradiction with this.
In Morris County, New Jersey, your parents or guardians are allowed to go watch, but your siblings are not. How does that make any sense?
I guess because they're trying to limit the amount of people. That's their thinking behind that, but it's better than nobody. I mean, he's basically saying he can't watch his granddaughter play. Like, no one's allowed to when you can very easily socially distance, 30 people, especially at an outdoor event. It's not that difficult. Like, one thing they're doing, I think, with the Big East tournament and with a lot of the college basketball tournaments is, they're not opening it up to the public. They're not selling tickets, but they are allowing family members to go and watch their kids play. Because it can be done. I mean, following the guidelines that we have now, where things are slowly opening up, even though there are restrictions, you can absolutely have parents or guardians, and maybe in some cases brothers and sisters, watch them play while following all of the protocols.
The MAC thing, I mean, please send us information before we just, tweet. I like to know what I'm talking about. So would Evan.
Well, I heard with the MAC basketball tournament, which takes place in New Jersey, they are allowing family members to watch. But that's that specific event.
Okay. Where is that at? Is that The Rock?
It's in New Jersey. No, it's at, let's see, it's at Boardwalk Hall.
Okay, Atlantic City?
I think so.
All right, that's the convention area. They play hoops, they have concerts, whatever.
Players will get to play in front of a crowd. It's a limited number of friends and family. So I guess it's not restricted to just family members, but it's limited.
So that makes no sense for an outdoor sport? Like, why can't you go watch your kid play soccer? You can clearly separate.
Oh, easily.
You can wear a mask. That makes no sense.
No sense at all.
Yeah, one of the great joys of parenthood, you'll hopefully experience this as well when your boys get older. And same for you, Big Mac. I will say one of the I speak for every parent out there for sure, 100%. One of the great joys of parenthood is watching your kid play sports. That's just one of the great things
sure,
in life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then as your kids are good or not, you know, it changes, of course, accordingly, but it's just one of the great moments. Like, you're about a year away from Jet playing T-ball.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
If I'm allowed to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what the hell the rules are going to be. What does it look like a year from now?
That I don't quite get. You know, and that's, you know, like, I think more, and I'm doing a little bit more research so that we do know what we're talking about next week. Next week, we will talk at length about what's going on for the public and private schools here in New York. Because that, to me, is just, that's atrocious.
It doesn't make any sense.
And I believe it's a de Blasio thing, but I want to make sure that we understand it before we just, you know, dive into the deep end. Because, you know, there's too much at stake to get it wrong. But I can tell you right now, if your kid goes to school in the five boroughs, he ain't playing sports right now. Now, there are private leagues, travel teams, where maybe the rules could be different because they're outside the scope of school.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, not in the five boroughs. You ain't playing, brother. Yeah, we started the Borough Cup. I don't think the Borough Cup's happening this year as of right now.
Well, who would participate in the Borough Cup, though?
So the Borough Cup are teams from 8U all the way up to 17U. So every age group, all five boroughs other than Manhattan, always been represented. You know, championship games at Yankee Stadium and Stadium at MCU Park in Brooklyn. And it's the single largest youth baseball tournament in America.
So they're not going to be able to field teams?
I don't think so. I have to double check. I'm no longer actively involved with it. Gary Perrone, who's the longtime assistant GM of the Cyclones, he and his guys have taken it over and have done a wonderful job continuing it. So I don't know the status of it. I guess go to boroughcup.com. Maybe there's an announcement there. Yeah, but it's so hard. Like, you know, and you're part of the deal is like you've, family gets to watch you play.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
I don't know the deal right now for the Borough Cup. I guess I have to find out. 877-337-6666. Real quick, Audrey's in Nutley. Audrey, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, thank you. We want to say we really enjoy your show. Thanks for the daily laugh.
Yeah, who's we?
Me and my 8-year-old daughter, soon to be 9. She's our birthday girl on Sunday.
Oh.
Hey, what's your daughter's name?
Tell me your name.
Hi,
Summer.
Okay, hi, Summer. It's Craig and Evan. How you doing?
Good. So how are you?
Do you listen to the fan a lot, Summer?
Yes, every day.
Okay, so I have a question for you. And not for you, Mom, just for Summer. Who's your favorite host on the fan?
Cardin.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about. Well, listen, happy 9th birthday.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. Do you know what you're getting for a present yet or no?
No.
No idea. What did you ask your mom and dad for?
The iPhone 11.
The iPhone
11.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't there an iPhone 12 that's out or no?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
So give her the iPhone 12.
She already has the iPhone 10.
Oh, wow. Well, you already have the iPhone 10. Looking for an upgrade, huh? Here's what I think you should ask for, since there's nothing wrong with the current phone you have. So there's no reason to get the iPhone 11 if the 10 works fine. I don't think you need the 11. But you know what you need? You need a $100 gift certificate to the App Store.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to get for your birthday.
Thank you so much.
I'm not giving it to you. One of your relatives is going to give it to you because it's a great idea. I have no money. I could probably give you a Grubhub gift card, but the new ones haven't come in yet. And where do you go to school in Nutley?
In Little Falls.
Little Falls. All right. Very good. I think Little Falls is the home of the Parati's butcher shop, right?
Yeah.
Well, she says that confidently.
She's like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're right. You got that.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah.
No, that's Far Hills. They're in Far Hills. Little Falls is a whole different thing. Well, yeah. Enjoy your birthday.
I work there, so she attends my school with me.
Oh, you're a teacher?
I'm a school nurse.
Oh, school nurse. What's better than the school nurse?
Nothing at all.
The school nurse is every elementary kid's favorite person in the building.
That's true.
For a couple reasons. One, you have lollipops. Number two, you make everybody feel better.
Yeah.
And are you guys virtual or are you physically in school?
Oh, no, we're physically in school. We've been there since September every day, 5 days a week.
Oh, cool. And what are they doing about the kids' extracurricular sports? Are they allowed to play right now or no?
They are right now, yes. They are.
Great. Well, listen, I appreciate that. Great job doing the nursing stuff.
Thank you.
Summer, happy birthday, doll. Be good, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You got it, baby. All right, there you go. Another. A Christmas miracle come true.
I mean, it did make it seem like you were promising her $100.
I'm not giving you a gift certificate. I don't even know you.
Sounded.
What do you think? A stranger's just giving you $100 gift certificate?
Thank you. Uncle Craig's giving me the gift certificate.
I'm just saying, if you have an iPhone 10, you don't need the 11. So instead of your parents dropping $695, give her the Hyundai. Save money, make her happy.
So when, because now I'm starting to think about this, when do kids start to get their own phone?
Well, that's a very tough question
because
for families.
Because she's 8,
my son
nine.
Doesn't get one. He's 10.
He doesn't have a phone?
No.
When did you start getting phones for your kids?
Teenagers.
What age of teen? 13, 14, 17?
Right around 13, I think.
Right around 13?
I think maybe 12. There's a chance. I may have gotten our daughter at 12 a phone. That is possible. I wouldn't deny that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 12.
Okay.
12 or 13. You know, I have no problem with that at that age.
No, I don't know the answer. I'm collecting
especially
notes
if your
in
kids
my head.
Do a lot of extracurriculars.
Right.
Like, my kids have always been involved in something after school. So the way we rationalized it was I'd like them to have the ability to reach us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God forbid. So that's how we rationalized it. But Anthony does not have a phone.
Does he want one?
Yeah, every day.
He asks you every day?
Kids are relentless.
iPhone 11, Dad.
He don't even want the 11. He don't care. He'll take the iPhone 3 at this point.
Give him the Zach Morris phone.
And
he'll
listen,
take it.
These kids are relentless. Like, they don't forget to ask.
Hmm.
I once told him this. I go, look, you ask me again, you're not getting it until you're 14. That kid went 24 hours and didn't ask.
Wow.
And after 24 hours, he woke up 6:03 in the morning. Hey, Dad, how about an iPhone? I'm like, dude. Really? He goes, it's been 24 hours.
He was ready.
You told me 24 hours. I waited 24 hours. How about the iPhone?
So get him a damn iPhone at this point. No?
No.
Still holding out?
That's right. 12 years old, 13.
Okay.
10-year-old doesn't need his own phone. Who's he calling? His drug dealer? Like, what is he on? Yo, let me stop. I'll stop right there. Yeah, that's it. I mean, he's good.
Okay.
He's fine.
I don't know, man. I'm listening to Summer, who has an iPhone 10, I'm pondering in my head, when am I giving my kids phones? I don't know the answer.
Guess her parents love her more. I'm not
trying to guilt you, dude. I'm just listening. I'm thinking. It's going through my head. The wheels are turning of when does this happen?
Well, you
Is there a moment it's supposed to happen?
Your wife's the boss. She's got the shirt on. I guess she'll decide.
No. There are moments where she's the boss. There are moments where I'm the boss. You have to pick your battle. See, you forgot the lesson. The lesson was pick your battles.
How about the battle for taking breaks? Who wins that battle?
Well, C-Mac never wins.
Yeah, you both lose.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.